Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
21911.
Thank you. You said it was 29111?
21911.
Thank you. That's 21911?
Yes.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Linda Rozek.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that.
Thank you.
And so that can see if I've located the correct account. May I have you verify the shipping address for me, please?
There shouldn't be no shipping address because I don't have an account with you and you're taking money from my checking.
I do completely understand. However, I do work for a call center that services over 400 different companies, so I would have to have the account pulled up and verified before I'd have any information that I can provide.
66 Woodland Road, Rising Sun, Maryland.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you will give me just a moment to look over the account and see what is going on, it will take just a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, and what I am showing is that there would have been either an email, an ad, or a survey that would have been participated in. They would have led to the chance at a contest for a prize, such as an iPhone, an iPad, or a vacuum. And in the terms and conditions, it would have stated in the contest that you, by doing the contest, you would be signing up for the Meal Plan Bites Hub.
The what?
The Meal Plan App Bites Hub.
Well, how can I cancel all that? Because that's not what I've done.
Well, I really would hate for you to miss out on this great product, as it does help to boost your energy by cutting sugar and carb cravings. I have no problems with that.
I have no problems with that. I'm going to go to my bank and dispute the payments and have them get my money back.
Well, I do completely understand that you would file a dispute, as you have every right to do so. However, if you do file a dispute, they will have to contact us. We will have to provide them with the terms and conditions showing that charge is legal and valid. However, if you will give me a moment and see if there may be anything I may be able to do, it would be just one moment.
Thank you.
So, yes, what I am showing that I would be able to do is I am showing that I would be able to issue a 75% refund.
And how much is that?
If you'll give me just a second to see that exact amount, it will take me 1 second. That would come out to a refund of $44.91.
And you've charged me another $29.13.
That charge would not have been from us. The only charge that we would have put through would have been for $59.89.
Okay. And she told me that the other one was $29.13 and it was pending.
Yes, we wouldn't have a charge for $29.13, so that would not have been from us.
Okay. I'll take the 75% back, please, and then please take me off of there.
Yes, I can definitely get that processed for you. That will take just one moment. And you will see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And was there anything else I could assist you with?
No, thank you.
Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Will you send me an email confirmation or anything?
Yes, you will receive an email letting you know it has been canceled and refunded.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.